Well, I'll try not to bore us this morning. I know we've been doing a little series here on building, and I guess we'll go as long as I feel like the Lord really wants us to. If you'll pray for us. I was thinking about the scripture. Maybe we'll look at that again in Nehemiah 2, where we find 2 and 17, we find Nehemiah examining the walls of Jerusalem, and they were down. They were torn all down. The gates were burned with fire, and Jerusalem had no walls at all, no protection. And it says here, "Then said I unto them, You see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken unto me, and they said, Let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work." You know, I want to notice that it says here that Jerusalem lieth waste. The gates were burned with fire, and the wall was all torn down. We know that. You know, that was a bad situation because there was no protection at all in Jerusalem. If you lived there, any marauding people could just come through there and take and destroy and steal and all of those things. And I was thinking this morning about, you know, we don't have a city, but yet we are part of a city, aren't we? The city of God. We have a spiritual house. We have a house of our family, don't we? And it's important for those things to be preserved. It's important for them to be protected, because there are, as one writer said, there are many spirits gone out into the world. And so they said, is that in 1 John or is that in Peter? But anyway, it says try the spirits, because there's many false spirits gone out into the world. And so we don't want to be without any protection. The analogies in the Bible, you cannot just draw one analogy and it fits everything. Jesus had many analogies. He spoke of all kinds of things, from gardening to a big pearl of great price, and all kinds of things, to a seed of a mustard seed of faith. And I'm thinking this morning, we have a house that we're building too. We have a life that we're building. We have, many of us have homes that we are part of. And what will it be like? You know, there's things of protection that we need around our home too. A city is not the only thing that needs to be protected. Did you know your soul needs to be protected? Did you know your family needs to be protected? And so we have some walls that we erect if we're wise. And I want to just look at a few things this morning. Probably won't go just how we thought we're thinking this morning, but I want to look at different scriptures speaking of some things that are very important to be in our lives, that they help build our building. Our spiritual building, they help build it in such a way that the wind won't blow through it, it won't blow it down. It's a protection to us, it's a strength to us, it's even a beauty. And so this morning, I want to look at some things. First, we'll just start out to emphasize this idea of walls in Proverbs, the 25th chapter and the 28th verse. It says here, "He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. Now here, Nehemiah was looking at this great city, Jerusalem, and he was lamenting that there was no walls. There was nothing there. Do you know this morning that if we have no rule over our spirit, if we can become a little agitated and become ugly and violent and mean, you know, that's like a city that has no walls this morning. And so I want us to think about some of those kind of things. The Lord would like our walls to be strong. He would like us to have some protection from the enemy. What happens when a spirit is loose like that and there's no control over it? Hurtful things happen. And you know, a hurtful thing can happen and somebody can say, "I'm sorry." And you know, that kind of fixes it. If they're really sorry, that fixes it, doesn't it? For most people, you can get by with that. But when it happens again and again and again and again, you know, after a while, the walls get broken down. And there is no protection from the spirits of bitterness, from the spirits of the world, of wishing we were outside these walls. And so this morning, I just want to encourage us that the Lord wants us to rise up and build some good things in our lives that are not only a protection to us, but they're just wholesome. You can go inside and it can be cold and freezing outside, troubles on the outside, all kinds of things right out the front door. Some live in big cities, right out their door, they hear all kinds of things going on. And yet, just inside is a little measure of safety, isn't it? Our life is like that today. Do you know that what our life is like has a lot to do with what we build it out of? If we build it in such a way that we don't have any rule over our own spirit, then it's like a house without walls. It's like a city without walls, the scripture says. It's like we don't have any protection. What does the enemy want to do? Come in and devour us. Come in and knock us out. Come in and tear us up. Come in and destroy forever. He's got the chance when we don't have any rule over our own spirit. So it's pretty important, the things that we build our building out of this morning. I know we talked about considering the cost. We talked about laying the foundation, which is Jesus Christ, His blood. There isn't any other foundation that we can lay. And we build upon that. We build upon a real experience of salvation through Christ. Faith in His blood. We build our life on that, don't we? Where no vision is, the people perish. We have to have some thought, idea of what this house is going to be like. We talked about that a little bit last week. But this week, I want us to think, and the Lord help us to have within the depths of our hearts that we long to have a wholesome environment, a wholesome house, a house that's not weak, a house that's not going to blow over and we're worried every time a storm comes, is this little shack that I built here going to blow over? Is it going to leak? Oh no, another rain is coming and I don't have shingles on properly. You know, that's the way it is in life, isn't it? And some people live that way in life, in their house. But some people live that way in life, in their life, in the way they live, in their home. It's like that. Oh, the wind's blowing again. Is my house going to stand? You know, I don't think the Lord wants it to be that way. But it's up to us to put some things into our house that are valuable. And so this morning, I just want to challenge us and encourage us that we begin to build. Begin to build a life that we can actually be thankful for. Not in pride, but that God, He has given us the strength and the wisdom to build a life that isn't going to fall down just when the devil blows on it. We've all heard that little story of the three little pigs, haven't we? And he comes along and he huffs and he puffs. And, you know, well, he comes finally to the house that one built that he couldn't blow down, didn't he? We've heard that story. The children have. Well, the Lord doesn't want our house to blow down either. And so I want us to think about a few scriptures here. Proverbs 9 and 1. It says, wisdom hath builded her house. She hath hewn out her seven pillars. Do you know that a pillar is something that holds weight? It's something, and it says wisdom is building her house, and she's hewn out seven pillars. She's hewn out some things that will hold weight. Her roof, her house is not built out of straw or something that's just going to flash away. But wisdom has builded her house on seven pillars. And so this morning, I want to look at another place here in Proverbs 14 and 1. It says, every wise woman buildeth her house. Now, is this talking about a wise woman gets out there and frames her house up and all of that? No, it's not. It's talking about her home. That's what it's talking about. Every wise woman builds her house. She puts something into it of wisdom that is able. It's able to hold weight. It's able to stand wind. It's able to stand the storms and all of those things. And it says, but it goes on to say something. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. Now, you know, sometimes a man can come in and be raging. And I've seen it. I used to live on a street where there was all kinds of things went on there at times. And every once in a while, a man would come home and we'd see him going around the house. And pretty soon the police would be called and she'd have a knife and he was drunk and all of this carrying on. And, you know, that was a bad situation. She left him for a while, and then she got to feeling sorry for him and went back. But you know, those kind of things, it's a miserable existence this morning. And a lot of people live that way. But it's not just the raging man. It says, a foolish woman plucketh it down with her hands. Do you know that we can make one another perform at our best many times by compliments, by serving one another and loving one another, by giving one another the confidence that it takes to go out and face a world and stay pure? Do you know that is a great help from one another in our home? Do you know that we can claw down one little word at a time, one harsh word at a time, we can tear things down until we don't have a house anymore, until the house is torn down and the devil riddles things. I want to encourage us this morning to recognize that this is the case that can be. But God wants us to rise and build. And that's really my burden this morning. To rise and build, that we build our house out of substance, out of wisdom. Every wise woman buildeth her house. And that can be the case today. But you and I have to put something into it of value. Put something into it that makes that happen. And so we begin with our good intentions, with our good heart, that we're going to do this thing right. We're gonna live for the Lord. We're going to make this happen. Do you know that we have to really humble together, pray together? Because I want to tell you, you're not going to build a house like that by accident. And it's not going to come easy either. It's not going to just be built up easy. You're going to have to humble yourself to one another. We're going to have to be able to use wisdom in our house. Able, when we feel like giving way to becoming bitter and becoming hateful to one another, that instead we take the cross that God gave us and we begin to be sweet and we begin to pray together until we can pray through some things. Folks, I just want to encourage us to build a house that is of value. Build a house that we love to come home to. Build a life that you yourself can be thankful for. I believe in that. I believe God wants us to do that this morning. I want to look over here at Proverbs, the second chapter. I will tell you, Proverbs is a good book to read through every once in a while. Starting in the 10th verse, it says, when wisdom... Now, by wisdom a house is built, remember. It says, when wisdom entereth into thine heart and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee. Understanding shall keep thee to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked. Do you know that these things are not very good walls? And so it says, when wisdom enters your heart, I want to say to all the young this morning, when you've lived a few years down the road, you will see the value of building a building like this. Building it with discretion. Building it with care and with carefulness. Building it with integrity and with honesty. You'll find that it pays off great dividends. You want to be happy in life. I want to tell you, we don't know what life's going to throw to us. But I believe something down inside can be happy. It can know that things are well this morning. Okay, and it goes on to say, whose ways are crooked and they froward in their paths, to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her God. For her house inclineth unto death and her paths unto the dead. Now I want to tell you this morning, there are paths and there are things that incline to the way of the dead. They're at the place where there is no real life. There isn't anything but death. There isn't anything but hurt and harm and distress. And we see it all around us today. You know why? Because people built their lives that way. And they built their lives on things that create problems for them on down the line. And it says, none that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life. Young folks, read these Proverbs and get them down in your heart. They're true. And when we build our life with wisdom, it says it'll keep us from all these things. It'll be a protection to us and a blessing in our life and in our home. We can build with kindness. We can build with gentleness. We can build with so many good things in our life if we will, but we have to be willing to take that way of wisdom and humble ourselves and put kindness in place of what would be bitterness. How many lives and how many places do we see that are full of trouble, strife, and bitterness? And we find in Peter, it says that where envy and strife is, there is a whole host of other things that follow it. So we've got to be careful that we build our life in a way of wisdom. And I will tell you, out of that comes peace. Out of that comes joy. Out of that comes love. Out of that comes all the things that we long for and love in life. But we have to build our life that way this morning. I want to change now to another little aspect that if we want a good house, we're going to have to put it in. And I was thinking about honesty this morning. I want to read a number of scriptures that the scripture tells us about honesty and truth. Do you know that building with honesty is... there's a different analogies you could have of it. But it's like getting your level out and putting it on the wall. And then when you put your cabinets up, they fit. And then your floor's level. You set your cabinets down and you start shimming them up so they'll fit just right. You know, when things are level and plumb, everything works right in that place. When you have honesty in your life, it's like that. But we have to build that into our character and into our life. God wants to put that in us. Young folks, I encourage you this morning, be a person of honesty. Older folks, I want to encourage you this morning, be a man and a woman of integrity and honesty in a world that doesn't even know what it means. They just believe, hey, I try to do the right thing. It doesn't hurt. You know what? The Lord wants us to be honest this morning. I was thinking about Joseph just a little bit. We know the story of Joseph in the Bible. How that, not really because of his fault, his brothers were jealous of him. And his father favored him and made him a coat of many colors, which they despised. And all of those things. And we find that they sold him. Joseph goes down to Egypt. He never did do anything that we have any record of. In all this, he did not. He was not dishonest. He was not wrong in what he did. He went down there. He began to work for a man there, Potiphar. And pretty soon he was accused of something he hadn't done. And Joseph was wholly honest in that. And do you know that that is what delivered Joseph? Do you know that God saw that, whether anybody else knew or not? God knew. And do you know that God delivered him? Because God saw that this morning. When we build our life like that, I want to tell you, whether people know or not, God knows. And so when the time came, and here Joseph was, is he going to be locked up forever? He spent a long time in that prison. How long would he be? Well, years and years. But you know what? When the time came and God wanted him out, God got him out, didn't he? In a day or so, he was out. And not only was he out, but he had a high position. He didn't have to work up to it because of the character that Joseph had. Do you know that when we build into our life this kind of character, God himself fights our battles? And so I just want to encourage all of us this morning, not that we're not, but I will tell you, I remember an older brother, I can't remember his name at the moment, but I remember him getting up over at the old chapel, and he said, you know, we just have to be careful or we'll tell a lie. And I was young, and I just thought that was really funny, you know, that an old fellow would say that. Well, I'll tell you what, we do have to be careful or we will tell a lie. We have to be careful or we won't be completely honest with things. And so we have to build our life like this. We have to make the hard choices. We have to get the grace of God to say, Lord, well, yeah, it's going to cost me big here. That's all right, because my thing is to do your will. Doesn't matter what it costs. I believe in that. That works. Do you know that when you build a life like that, it builds into your life trust with other people? You know, when you build a life like that and you're honest in the little things, and not just the big things, when you're honest in everything, it really matters. It's a protection to you. When the enemy comes, and he does come, I will tell you, things like this matter then, as they mattered with Joseph. I want to think about something with Joseph. Think if he had not have kept his integrity, could God have done what he did at the time? I don't believe he would have been in that place. But Joseph, all through there, he got the keys to the prison. Whatever was done by Joseph. How did that happen? Because of the integrity of the man. Now, you know what? We have to build our life like that. We really do. We have to be careful in our life, in the little things, that our life is built on honesty and integrity. Then, when the devil comes against our home, we got a wall against him. There's a wall there that the enemy cannot penetrate. Because God himself fights for us in those places. And so this morning I just want to encourage us to do that. The scripture says in Proverbs 20 and 14, It is not, saith the buyer, but when he has gone his way, then he boasteth. What's that mean? That means he's fixing to buy something and he says it's not any good. There's not much good in that. It's not worth anything. It's a pretty smart deal, isn't it? And so the guy comes way down on his price because he needs to sell it. And then he goes somewhere else and he says, "This, you won't believe what I got today." Have you ever heard that? Sure, we've heard that, haven't we? Sure, we've heard that. But what's it do? There's something wrong with that. Seriously wrong, isn't there? There's something wrong with the character of that person. And it causes them trouble. It causes them trouble with their wife and with their husband. I was somewhere with someone not long ago. And I saw them. And I was just with them. I wanted to be with them to try to be a help, blessing to them. And I saw them taking advantage of someone else. It was all legal. The whole thing was legal. There was nothing you could not say. They cheated that company. But it was so wrong. Because if they would have been the one on the other side, they would have never wanted that done. They would have not been in that situation. Do you know the scriptures tell us that as we would have others do unto us, to do that to them as well. That's the real line of honesty. And so when we go through our life, if we're living a law experience and all we're doing, I will tell you there'll be a lot of things out of order in our life. But if we're living in such a way that, you know what, I want this to be right. I want it to be right for them and I want it to be right for me too. That's okay, isn't it? That's what we try to do. You know, this morning, that's important today. It's important for the saints. Because when people see us and they perceive in their mind, whether it's right, whether we think it or not, when they perceive in their mind that it's dishonest, then it's dishonest in their mind. And so it's very important. But when we're careful people, in the way we deal with one another, I want to tell you something, that it provides a wall that the enemy has a hard time penetrating. And I will tell you, when you are accused, and we were in business, we've done a lot of things around the country in shopping malls, put a lot of spaces in. And you know, I would hear sometimes back some accusation. You know, the guy is out there. He's doing this or that. Well, you know what? I knew that guy. And I knew he wasn't doing that. And so I would just tell the company, let me check it out, okay? I'll just check it out. Because I already knew it's not so. That guy wouldn't do that. Well, do you know this morning, it's because of the life of honesty, integrity before that, that made me believe that. And so I told the company, I called the guy, and he said, this is what happened. And they said, okay, we'll go to bat for you. Because they simply believed it. They simply believed it. They knew it was true without any evidence at all because of the track record. And so I just want to encourage us to build that into our life. It's really valuable. It's a blessing. I want to look at a few scriptures. Luke. Let's go to Acts 6 and 3. And I'm just going to read through these scriptures here right quick. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you, seven men of honest report. Do you know that they needed somebody here to handle the money of the church? And they said, I want you to look out, seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. Somebody that had some things in their lives. Now, folks, this is the blessing of having things in your lives. Do you know that not everybody that was saved could fill this spot? Because some people maybe had lived a checkered life. And maybe they had gotten saved again. I want to tell you this morning, it's valuable for us to build into our life, through our life. Have an honest report with people. I've known people like that. We had one guy working for us, one brother. I could call him. And I had a lot of them that were very honest with us. But I could call this one and ask him, what went on out there? Tell me about the job. And he would tell me everything. I never had a second guess. I didn't have to call for more information. I didn't have to read between any lines because he told me the whole truth every time. If he messed up, he said, we dropped that piece of fascia and broke it. And maybe it was an expensive situation, but there was no hesitation at all. Every time. I never found it not to be so. Do you know how valuable that is? Because I always felt a comfort when he was on the job. I always knew if he's there, I know I'll get the whole story. And so, these men, when they wanted somebody to handle the money of the church, they said, look out, seven men of good report and full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. I want to look over in Romans 12 and 17. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Do you know that the person I was with not long ago, in their mind, it was honest. In their mind, they okayed it because they were claiming to be saved. But it wasn't honest in everybody's sight. Do you know the Bible tells us to provide things honest in the sight of all men? And you know when it's honest in the sight of all men, then we can count pretty closely it's probably honest. We're not safe to just go off of our own thoughts. Well, I think I can get by with this. The Lord wants us to be honest this morning. Romans 12 and 17. Well, let's see. Is that what I read? Yes. 2 Corinthians 5 and 21. And here we find it again. It says, for I'm sorry, maybe I've got the wrong place. 8 and 21, providing for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. That will be a safety to us if we will do that this morning. It'll be a help to us. It's a part of our building. And then we see 2 Corinthians 13 and 7. Now I pray to God that ye should do that ye do no evil, not that we should appear approved, but that ye should do that which is honest, though we be as reprobates. Philippians 4 and 8 tells us to think on things that are honest, doesn't it? Keep our minds on those things. Build our life like that. 1 Peter 2 and 12 tells us a little more about sometimes what happens in life. 1 Peter 2 and 12 says, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. It has so much to do with all those things. And so this morning, honesty just builds trust, doesn't it? When people want to pray, they're going to come to people that they feel like have been honest with things. I want to think just a little more here about one more thing, maybe two things. Virtue. Build this into our lives. We're building lives, folks. There's people that have no strength. Whatever comes, they just flow with the wind. And if they're with this group, then they speak this way. And if they're with this group, they speak another way. In one group, they're real religious. In another group, they curse and swear. And so we find that on a lot smaller scale too. But I was thinking about the Proverbs 31 and 10 lady. It says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Just want to encourage us to develop and see the plan for some of these things, that I need to have strength. I need to develop strength. Children, develop strength in your life. Develop the ability to tell yourself, no. That's a very important part of life. No, I'm not going to do that. Develop the strength within to be able to stand when everybody around us is doing wrong. Become a person of strength. That's what valor means mostly. It means it has a lot to do. Strength, bravery, valor. But it doesn't come easy. These things come by working at things. There's people that they just enlarge stories and things like that. You know what? We have to work on ourselves. We have to be honest with ourselves. We have to see things for what they are and put it into our life. Build our walls. This is where we're going to live. Now, I'll tell you, once you build your life that way, and you that's who you become, it's a lot easier to maintain. Then you're talking about maintenance mostly. Because once you've built that kind of character and let the Lord work with you, I want to tell you, you're talking more maintenance then than you are building. So as we're building our experience with the Lord, as we're building our life, our home, build it with faith and trust. Build it with valor, with strength, with honesty. Be a lover of truth. You know, we live in a society that doesn't love truth. They do not love truth. They love sensationalism, but they don't love truth. They love a new story every day, even if they know it's not true. Even if they know it's partly true, they love the new story for the day. It comes out on the headlines, and there it is. But the Bible wants, the Lord wants us to be a lover of truth. The scriptures tell us in John 4 and 23 that the Lord is looking for people like that. It said, Jesus told this woman at the well, he said, the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father, and in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We are not into sensationalism. I see it on display from time to time at different places. I'm not talking about here. But, you know, you see sensationalism. You see all of that. But truth, but real doctrine, really understanding that the Lord says one man and one woman for life. You know, that's what it says, doesn't it? At the peril of our life, we live on those things, don't we? Yes, we do. That's not our whole experience, but it's part of our building. If we don't believe that, you know what will happen in the day? We'll do otherwise, won't we? It's important for us to have these things built up around us, walls that we will not, that keep us from the enemy. Very important this morning for us to have truth, not sensationalism, not what we want to hear, not what is easy on the flesh, but what does the Lord say this morning. That's extremely important for the building of our house today. And I'll tell you something, the Father seeketh such to serve him. Oh, the Lord loves that this morning and longs for that. And he tells us to seek those things. Ephesians 6 and 13. It says here, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Do you know that this is another analogy? And Paul was telling them here, Take the whole armor upon you so that you can stand in the evil day. And in another place it tells us that we need to have truth around about us and gird about with truth. It tells us that, I believe, here even. But we find that those things that we put into our life like that, they're walls to the enemy. The enemy wants to overtake. He wants to ruin, but he cannot do that when we've built our life on the Lord. Wisdom builds her house upon seven pillars. And I want to encourage us this morning that we do that, that we build our life in wisdom and upon the things of God, searching out the Scriptures, searching out the way of God with a whole heart to serve Him. That's the only time we're safe in the Scriptures at all. But in verse 10, it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." That's just another analogy. Put on the whole armor. And I'm saying this morning, build our walls well. Same thing. Build our walls well. Arm yourselves against the enemy. Keep yourselves. Build something that will protect you. Build something that you can enjoy being inside. Build something beautiful. I really had in mind to talk about furnishing that house this morning, but I just didn't feel like the Lord was in that. And so we just want to leave us with those thoughts this morning. "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." I want to tell you, that's what we're facing today. It is on every side. In every church you go to, seems like there's some kind of spiritual idolatry and wickedness promoting those things. And then we find the word of the Lord telling us, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Folks, this isn't a fight with another. This is a fight with the spirits of the enemy. And he wants to invade your home. And he wants to blow your walls down. And he wants to eat you up. That's the truth this morning. That's a pretty simple analogy. But I will tell you, that's what the devil wants to do. And God wants us to build our walls in wisdom. Learn to be honest with ourselves. Folks, I can't say it enough times. When you deal with people over and over, I want to tell you, this is one of the basic elements. And this is one of the things that I feel like we need to go over constantly in our life. Careful to be honest, because our heart, if we're not careful, it will lie to us. And we will have every excuse, and we'll have every reason. Take upon us the whole armor of God. Put our walls up strong. Young folks, get a vision of what you want to build in life, of a life that has that kind of strength, that it's a beauty too. Have you ever seen old folks that you've seen them living for 30, 40 years, and you've watched it, and they've been honest, they've been kind, they've been careful. In the face of getting mistreated, they've been sweet. You know what? That's pretty, isn't it? That's beautiful, isn't it? It's nice. It's very becoming of a Christian. It's a place that you'll want to live when you get to be old. You'll wish for it if you hadn't built your house that way. So we've got to look at this, folks, and we've got to decide, I'm going to build my house that way. By the grace of God, I'm going to build my house that way. Pray for me.